97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A little abracadabra for you here on a Monday afternoon. I have audio cut of the day before this hour is up. Let's see. Sometimes I don't look at my sheet. Fred runs my life, essentially. He tells me what's going on tomorrow. I don't think we have anything going on tomorrow. So there won't be a show tomorrow, essentially. No, we'll be here. We will be here. I don't think we have anything set up in advance. We do have the roundtable set up already for Friday. This next guy here, Jack Cardetti, used to be nice enough to appear on my roundtable. Then he got too busy, and I guess he doesn't love me anymore. Cardetti, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mark. Thank God for Fred, though. That's for sure.
You know, he's a Hall of Famer now. He got into the St. Louis Media Hall of Fame. Did you know that?
I heard that. There's no one more deserving.
There isn't. There really is. So how do we describe you now? Because Jack works on a variety of issues throughout the state. You're working right now for Winning for Missouri Education, which is Amendment 2, right? Is that the proper title, or do I give you a different title now?
That is absolutely it. Yeah, you'll remember back in January, we kicked off this campaign led by the 6 professional sports teams in the state of Missouri to allow Missouri to become the 39th state to allow sports betting and then generate tens of millions each year for education in the state.
All right, let's get into this a little bit, but let me play part of the ad. I was watching a lot of football in the last couple of weekends. I've seen a lot of ads like this.
As a mom and former first grade teacher, I care deeply about education. That's why I'm voting for Amendment 2. Legalizing sports betting will generate tens of millions of dollars every year.
All right, so let's address that. Now, look, it's called Winning for Missouri Education. The campaign is focusing on the money going for education. I am just a sports wager, and I like to gamble, and I send money every weekend, typically to Las Vegas via Venmo, where my friend places some bets, and it gets frustrating that we can't do it here. Now, the way to get the public on board with this, Jack, I guess, is to focus on education. So let's talk about specifically what this amendment would do and how the money would go to education.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this will allow Missourians to play sports bet without having to cross the river over into Illinois or over on the Kansas City side to cross State Line Road and make their bets over there. And that's exactly what's happening right now, Mark. 7 of our 8 neighboring states have sports betting. 38 states across the country have it. Here in Missouri, the legislature has not been able to get their act together and pass this, and that's why there's a ballot initiative. So this is going to allow for sports betting, and then the money will be a permanent, dedicated funding stream to education here in the state of Missouri, and we could certainly use it because if you sit here today, we have the 3rd lowest paid teachers in the entire country. So they really could use more investment, and that's what this is going to do.
So some of us are old enough to remember when the lottery became a big deal in the 80s and there was all this money that was supposed to go to education. And I don't know really how much did and how much didn't or how much does now, but I do know that there was a level of mistrust by Missouri voters because they didn't feel like the money really went all to education. Is there something in the language of this particular amendment that requires that money, that makes sure that the money can't go elsewhere? Or how does that work, Jack?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the reasons that we're putting this into the Constitution. So the money has to go to education. It's guaranteed to go to education. And then it also does not go into the foundation formula, which is what funds all of our schools. It's a top above beyond the funding that they usually get. And so that's how we know that this money is going to add net new revenue to education each and every year.
I don't know if you're trying to get this passed, so I don't know that you want to address specific polling, but I have always been a little surprised that the polling wasn't more positive for this. I think it's relatively split. Maybe you can address that, but I was surprised at how much opposition I've seen in some polls, Jack.
Yeah, but that really is turning around, Mark. Just last week, Emerson College had a big poll out, and it shows Amendment 2 leading by 27 points. So there's a clear recognition out there that this is money that's just sitting on the table. Almost every state has reached out and grabbed it. But our policy in the state of Missouri is to make people go to other states or to go to illegal offshore websites to place their bets. That doesn't make any sense at all.
If this passes, when would it kick in then, January 1st? And how does that work? You know, the technology is interesting. So I go out to Vegas quite a bit. I think I've spoken to you about this. So I can use my, my apps when I'm out there because I'm in the geographic vicinity. I get out of, Nevada. If I, this would happen to people in Illinois, I guess, if they cross over to Missouri and vice versa. But is this something that's going to kick in right away on January 1st if it passes?
No, it'll take several months to get up and running, and then it's been part of the Missouri Gaming Commission, but you couldn't be more right about the geofencing is what they call it.
Right.
We know that in the week leading up just to the Super Bowl last February, 430,000 Missourians attempted to place bets that week and weren't able to do so because they were physically located in the state of Missouri. That's the type of revenue. That's the type of interest that's out here. I mean, one of the things, you know politics well, Mark. I mean, last week they had a gubernatorial debate. One of the only ballot initiatives that both Mike Kehoe and Crystal Quaid both agreed on is they both endorsed Amendment 2. They want to see sports betting here in the state of Missouri.
I like that.
That kind of shows you the level of interest. Doesn't matter party. We know that right now what we're doing doesn't make sense. Missourians are betting on on sports.
No doubt.
As we speak, we're just not getting any benefit of it.
Hey, can you clear up one point of confusion for me? Because I had just the only way to tell this story is to personalize it. So when the Kentucky Derby occurred in May, for many years, if I wasn't in Louisville, because I do go to Kentucky Derbies quite a bit, I was able to use, even though I couldn't use the other sports apps, I was able to use the Twin Spires app. And then they shut that down. And I even went to Illinois the day before the Derby to see if it would work over there. It did not. And then it was explained to me that the parimutuel stuff is different than the online wagering. Can you break those two up or explain why that is?
Yeah, this is really just going to be for sports betting. You know, you get into other issues outside of that. That's not what this is going to allow. That has to do with, you know, racetracks and all kinds of stuff like that. This is just for sports betting.
Yeah, I don't like that, Jack. How do we expand it because that, you know, and I understand that this is narrowly focused, but I don't know what it would take, because I think that those companies are just nervous about allowing people to bet. Why, in other words, why would they let them bet? This isn't your area, I guess, but why would you let people bet for 4-5 years and then all of a sudden shut it down? Well, you'd shut it down because someone is telling them that they don't like the competition, right?
Yeah, a lot of times this is, you know, it's technology, but it also just matters with state law. And so that's one of those issues that the legislature is going to need to come through and address at some point.
And they're so courageous in the legislature. They've always done the right thing politically because they do what the voters want and not what they really are interested in. Right, Jack? I'll just leave it at that. That's my editorial comment. Cardetti, great to catch up with you. Thanks for coming on. Winning for Missouri Education. It's Amendment 2 on your ballot. Early voting is going to take place pretty quick, so keep us posted if there's any changes here.
Absolutely. All October 22nd, first day of early voting. Get out and vote on Amendment 2.
Getting close. That's Jack Cardetti, who is with that particular organization, Winning for Missouri Education. I would hope that it's going to pass. I think it's going to pass, but there is a little bit more opposition out there than I think I would suspect. But I have you seen the ads, Sue?
Oh, it's crazy.
So,
moms,
like,
teachers.
I didn't want to pick on Cardetti, but then let me just talk about Jen. I have an ear pierce. I have tattoos. I don't care really what people do. My kids have piercings, not Alexa. But Jen, the nose piercing teacher, is up there telling everyone to to vote on sports wagering. I'm like, maybe they focus group this and they feel like the nose ring is going to personalize it a little bit more. But that sort of caught my attention. But they are spending. Here's what I think people realize. It's just like Kamala Harris to a certain extent. Trump does not have as much money. So you're seeing these Kamala Harris ads all the time running across different networks, and they're spending gazillions of dollars on this sports wagering front. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And of course, you have franchises here in St. Louis that support it, and they're donating to the cause, the Blues and the Cardinals and the Chiefs. But there is barely an opposition. Now, don't get me wrong, there's an opposition, but I'm talking about a formal opposition that can raise money and, you know, put ads on. You're not getting much of that, which is probably why Mr. Cardetti is a little bit more confident on whether this is going to pass, because I think it's heading, or at least trending, in the right direction.
Get more at 971talk.com.